Yo, what's good, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, Mika?
Damn.
Oh my god, bro. It's been so long since I've seen you, dude. I can't even recall.
I know, right? It is.
This podcast is going to be sponsored by Madison.
Bro. Well, bro, oh my god. I know there's going to be like a lot of background noise. So I don't know.
A lot of background noise? Yeah. Sorry, guys. Enrico, he's in a Chinese iPhone building factory.
Basically.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apologies.
They're making some Nike shoes and some iPhones in there.
Yeah.
That's why Miko's always tripped out on Nike.
It's always, like, hectic.
Hey, it's okay, man. We're not in a studio right now.
Yeah.
So how are you, dog? It's been a while since we've spoken.
I know. School-wise, I mean, I'm doing okay-ish.
Nah, you're Asian. Shut the fuck up, bro.
I know.
School-wise, I do okay. Just a 4.7 GPA, nothing special.
I say that, but I know. I'm excelling, but, like, kind of been rough this week, but like, you know,
dude, it's been rough for me too, surprisingly. Yeah. I didn't think that senior year would be this rough.
Oh yeah.
Or like, I don't know, it's probably just like a mental block thing. I think I just have senioritis. I've been putting most of my attention into like college stuff, so I haven't really been caring about like school at the moment, you feel me?
Yeah,
I'm just like getting lost.
So, like, you've started or no?
Like, college apps?
Yeah.
I've begun drafting them.
Oh, and that's nice.
And I did start applying to scholarships and stuff. By the way,
that's nice, yeah.
If any of you guys are hearing this, the Scholly app is a hunk of shit. So, this podcast is definitely not sponsored by Scholly. Screw that. Rip off. But yeah, like I feel like that's this the like the next few months, that's all that's gonna be on my mind. So like is that like what's keeping you busy in school and stuff?
Not really. Social life as well, you know, kind of had a rough patch this week.
Ooh, you wanna open up about it?
Well, it's the first half of the week, actually. I kind of, like, brought it back, like, yesterday. But, like, on Monday, it was, like, kind of special. Like, you know, it's not really important, but it's just a special day for me. I feel like, it's something that I'll never forget. Something like that.
The first time you got head? I'm playing, bro.
No.
But wait, do you wanna like specify why it was special, or do you wanna like keep that private?
I'll keep it private.
Right, so it's
something to do with a relationship, though.
Oh, relationships.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right.
Yeah.
High school relationships, bro. Like from what I've seen, dog. Like I interviewed, like, my valedictorian from my school the other day, and he said like the secret to becoming a valedictorian was like not having relationships, bro, like girlfriend, boyfriend. Why? He just said like it just takes too much like mental capacity and just a lot of time that you could be putting elsewhere. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I can like buy in on that statement, because I mean, if you're in a relationship, you gotta give time to your partner.
Yeah.
But then you're in high school, you got like a bunch of priorities.
A lot.
Like, I'm not saying that that's your partner is a top priority, but I feel like it's not as big of a deal as like school education that will actually get you successful.
Yeah.
In life, and I mean that's why there's a lot of failed relationships in high school, because time management is like key, but then it's managed poorly.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that. I feel like everyone is pretty driven these days at school. I'm not going to lie. And you're right. Like, priorities have to be straight. But, like, the way I think of things is, like, 10 years from now, like, am I going to regret this? Like, am I going to regret, like, having, like, a girlfriend or something and, like, not paying, like, all my attention in school and, like, excelling and, like, knowing that I'm not reaching my full potential and stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
I feel like if you have a relationship in high school, sometimes you become like, you just like, you kind of like tear your ACL a bit, bro. I don't know. That's a weird analogy.
Is it? Yeah, it is. But
it's like I
get the gist. Yeah,
like,
I get
the gist of it. You're not reaching your full potential academically, but like sometimes you really shouldn't like put like 100% into academic. Like, I know that's a weird thing to say, but like sometimes you gotta like spread your mental power like out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need to take breaks here and there. Like, not everything's gonna be about school.
Yeah, like, so you,
it's pretty good.
What I see about you, that's like, I feel like that's like a really important part of your life is cross country. Yeah. Do you want to get into that?
Oh yeah, I feel like I want to continue running in college. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how long have you been running for, man?
Bro, my whole high school.
So freshman to senior
the
year?
Entirety. Yes.
Damn, man.
And it's been like a hell of a ride, man. Tomorrow I have a race.
Yeah.
Yeah, at night.
Yeah, you guys better be listening to this podcast in the race, bro.
I'm lucky, I'm excited about it. But yeah, I don't think I'm getting the right diet though.
The right diet?
I'm eating McDonald's right now.
Bro. I mean, I remember when you showcased your running ability to me when, like, I forgot what was happening. We were, like, I think we were running to John Ahoro because, like, he was, like, missing the bus or something. And you legit ran, like, 4 blocks, and I was, like, 2.5 blocks behind you. That's how, like, fast you were, bro.
Wait, when was this?
Was this
when we went to Alhambra?
No, I think this was, like, after Infinity War. We were supposed to take a group picture or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
you booked it, homie.
Because he was whining how, like, he'll miss the bus and have to wait for, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I booked it.
Yeah, John, if John's listening to this, that's, like, one thing I hate about you, John. Like, you're a bitch for that. I'm pretty sure I've told you in your face. But, bro, like, the Alhambra to, like, L.A. commute's not that bad.
Bruh. That's crazy.
This fool was like fucking going to like San Diego every day or something. That's how, like, how he acts, like, bro. When you were running, it looked like when Captain America and T'Challa were running in Infinity War. You're like, hella acceleration.
Yeah, the run up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, crazy ass acceleration, bro.
Bro.
Oh my god, T'Challa! Remember Civil War? I don't care. I want that chicken. I want that chicken. Why did you run?
Yeah, 2016 vibes.
2016. Yeah. Oh my god, man!
Best year.
That 2016 was a really good year for me, man.
Hands down, my guy.
What was your favorite year of high school so far, man?
Ooh, honestly, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, like,
Just say I had a gun to your head and you had to rank all 4 years. How would you do it?
Shit. Okay.
I'm not even playing around. I actually have a bomb planted at your house.
The top, because I feel like I was able to like grow as a better person. I mean, that's just my opinion. And then,
yeah,
like,
yeah, me too, man.
Then maybe I would say freshman year. I think I had a I had a lot of fun in freshman year. It was kind of like, kind of wild. It was a wild, like,
the John years. The John Ahorro years.
Definitely. Then, yeah, sophomore. Yeah, I'll put it last. I mean, senior year, I wouldn't even count it because they're still, like, currently in it.
Yeah, yeah, currently in it. But, yeah, I agree with what you did. Like, junior year was my best year. Freshman year was in the middle. And sophomore year was god-awful, bro. I hated every second of it.
Yeah, I mean, sophomore year was just bad. It was just really bad.
Yeah, it was super, super bad. I think we both have, like, kind of similar reasons, man. Similar.
I think we actually do.
Yeah. And that's, like, that's what I was alluding to earlier. It's just, like, I think that just, it really, it's like tearing your ACL, bro.
It's, like, just stretching, and then it's about to snap.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, Durant, like, the move he did to do it was, like, so, like irrelevant. Like, it wasn't even that, like, it was just a pivot, right? It was, like, a normal pivot.
Yeah, I think he, like, I think he hyperextended it. Like, he extended it too far, and then it just snapped, man.
I think the problem with, like, the Warriors with that is that they were, like, the only team in the NBA for, like, 5 years straight playing, like, 100, like, 20 games, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Preseason, regular season, playoffs, and then making the finals every year and playing like 6-7 games, bro. That's intense. I think that's what got Klay Thompson out, man.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you think the Warriors are gonna do this year, this upcoming NBA season?
I would put them as a playoff team.
Yeah, same. I would too.
I see him as a playoff team. Steph is going to go off.
Oh, that's my prediction. Curry, I think he might get MVP. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
It's either that or Giannis back to back.
I think D'Angelo Russell will get traded.
Ooh. I'm eager to see what Curry and D'Angelo Russell are like. I have them both on my team, but Russell is benched. But, like, I think, like, it's a good fit. I don't know. But Russell, he's going to have to understand, like, you know.
He needs to play as a team. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen this one meme. It's like, my favorite player is Stephen Curry. It's like, D'Angelo Russell says, like, Curry in a weird way.
Yeah.
And, like, bro, I don't know. NBA season's going to be crazy, dog. Like, I have no clue who's going to win, bro. It's like the fucking 2020 elections, bro.
Right. I mean, no. Politics.
Yeah, I don't want to get into politics, but I'm just saying, like, NBA season, like, legit, I think a lot of people have an even chance. Like, no, I wouldn't give anyone the upper hand.
Yeah, I know.
Considering how a team with Kevin Durant, Curry, and Klay Thompson lost. So I don't even know, bro.
I wouldn't really focus on one team. Like, everyone is spread.
You're a diehard Lakers fan, right?
No.
No? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're a Kobe fan, but your alliance lies with Oklahoma, right? Yeah, yes. You guys in like 7 years are gonna be so good, but right now you guys are absolutely garbage.
Yeah, we are trash. But
that's okay. It's okay. I mean, you guys literally have the best future lined up ever.
You might get Melo. You might get LeBron's son.
D-Wade's
son.
Zaire. D-Wade. Yeah, bro. Oh my god. What about Sharif?
I feel like, that's him too. But I feel like he might make it. He might squeeze into the playoffs.
I don't know. But it's pretty. It's a long shot. Competitive, dog. Anyone can make it.
I don't know if Paul can carry a bunch of load.
No, Paul Christian De La Cruz. He carries a lot of load somewhere. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay, you know what? Give me give me all 8 teams that are gonna make the Western Conference Finals. Or I'm stupid, bro. Western Conference like playoffs. Western Conference Finals.
let's see.
I think
I think
double LA is confirmed somewhere in the top 8, but I don't know who's number 1.
Yeah, number 1 is a toss up.
Yeah.
Okay, I got 2 LAs. Golden State, as I mentioned.
I don't think Golden State is going to be 3rd. I think they're going to be like 7th or something.
Oh no.
Oh, you're listening.
I'm not ranking them. Okay. Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm not ranking them. Golden State, I see them as a playoff team. Denver, definitely. Denver Nuggets. So Spurs might do something, but I don't know if DeRozan will get traded.
Oh, for who would we trade him for though? Who do I want?
Have you been updated?
What if? No, I haven't been updated.
Okay, so basically, there have been rumors that DeMar DeRozan
wants to go back.
It's on the trade block, and several suitors, including the Miami Heat, want to trade for him, but they're still talking.
Yo, if we get Zach LaVine, I don't know. Oh no, I'm retarded. He's on the Bulls. But Heat, who would we get from the Heat?
No one.
Yeah.
Does he want to partner Butler up with DeRozan? Apparently,
That doesn't sound right. Yeah.
They're not shooters, so that will not mesh very well.
I know that for a fact, bro.
But yeah, I got Spurs in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Who else made it last year?
What about the Curry, Porzingis, and Doncic?
Oh yeah, you know I was thinking of that too. The Mavs.
Yeah, Mavs. They're gonna go hard. I think all of Texas and LA are making it. Texas, Portland. And California, except the Kings.
Portland. Okay, that's 6 for me. I might as well put Dallas, 7.
Yeah.
Number 8.
The Rockets. Ooh. The Rockets.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, all of Texas and everyone in California except the Kings.
Damn, yeah.
So it's
And then my Thunder will probably make it. No, kidding.
If you get, like, Kobe Bryant out of retirement in the trade block, bro.
Damn, bro. If we trade for LeBron.
I don't think LeBron's going to be the best player on the Lakers. I believe that.
No.
Nah, it's obvious. Yeah, it's obvious who's going to lead the team, bro. Like,
Alex Caruso.
In the locker room. Alex Caruso. In the locker room. it's going to be LeBron. But in points and everything, dude, Davis is just a monster, bro. He's basically the Durant of the NBA now.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I just feel like he's like such an all-around player. Like, who do you think would, like, take Durant's spot, like, since he's not playing for a year or this season?
I mean, I think Kawhi.
Kawhi.
Kawhi is really, like, up there.
But I don't know, as a Spurs fan, I don't know, he's too stiff, man. Like, he just doesn't have that, like, he's amazing, I'll give you that, but, like, I don't know.
I know.
I think offensively, Anthony Davis is better.
I agree.
But defense, Kawhi is just the greatest in the NBA. I would feel like could shut anybody down.
That's true.
He shut down LeBron back in 2014.
Spurs.
And then he shut. He did he. Was he manning Kevin Durant in that one game they played?
When was that?
Game, the ACL tear.
Oh, I think Everyone's on him.
Dude, and like, bro. Yeah,
everyone's on
him. When he was on the field for those 10 minutes, dude, he was making everything, dog.
I know, right? I was like,
he wasn't even 100%, bro. And he looked like he was the best player on the team.
Right.
Man, that's crazy, man. Hopefully he comes back with, like, a fighting edge. He's been, I saw his Instagram, dude. He's been training hard.
I know.
Really hard.
A lot of time.
And I feel like it's going to be a huge mental battle, too.
Yeah, that too.
It sucks, bro. People were just, like, coming around to the fact that, like, Durant might be the best player in the league. They were just coming around to that fact, and then that happened, bro.
And then the ACL happened. Yeah. Or Achilles, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like when Klay Thompson comes back, we're not going to see that much of, like, a negative difference. He's just going to be more or less the same, I feel like.
Yeah, they're gonna be the same. He doesn't really.
Do that. Oh my god, bro. He was like jumping, like doing jumping jacks and like jumping up and down. Like, oh my god, bro. He's insane.
Yeah.
He's insane, bro. I don't know. If that whole like series was just, it was insane, bro. Like, wow. I honestly didn't think the Raptors were going to win. But, like, props to them, though. Like, Fred VanVleet and, like, Kawhi Leonard, they really balled out.
Yeah. I feel like the people, like, underestimate how the other Raptors players play.
Yeah, yeah. Siakam was just amazing, bro.
I know.
Everyone, it was...
And
Marc Gasol, too.
Right, yeah, and people forgot that he was, like, once, like, one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he is old, but, like, he's still productive.
They're, looking back, like, yeah, they got set up with a really good squad.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, like, you know how the Clippers made the playoffs last year? Mm-hmm. Without Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah.
I feel like they might get number one in the Western Conference, man.
I think the only reason they won't get it is because of Kawhi asking for, like, day off. Like,
load management. Yeah. That's good, though. In the long run, like, you got to think long term, you know?
Yeah, that's why, like, the NBA wants to, like, spread out the schedule or, like, have less games.
But... Yeah, Alien Silver is pretty smart, but, like, he just needs to implement a little more changes, you know?
Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with the schedule, but...
But, like, yeah, you do have to think long-term because, like, you know, the Warriors went 73-9. That's the best record in NBA history, and you know how that turned out.
Yeah.
I think you know pretty well how that turned out because, you know, OKC.
Yeah. If only. Bro. If only Klay wasn't there.
That game six.
Could have gone back.
Insane, man. Bro, Klay was popping off like in the Raptors game too, bro. He was beasting it.
Yeah. I feel like if he stayed, they would have won. They would have extended it to 3.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure. Seven. They only lost by like 3 or 4 points, right?
No, I think it was more, but like because they couldn't. Oh, no, yeah, never mind.
Like, yeah, because like Curry had like one shot and he bricked it. Yeah. It was a tough shot, bro.
Yeah.
It was a horrible pass by Draymond, bro. I've been in that position, dude. That's a really bad pass.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was in, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I saw he had, like, the slightest bit of space, I actually thought it was going to go in.
Yeah, I know. Because I feel... It seems like he could get anything in.
Yeah. Like,
even with heavy contact, like, dude's an amazing shooter.
He's the greatest shooter ever, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's done some crazy. There is this, people don't talk about it enough, but, like, I think in last year's finals, there was this buzzer beater. I think the shot clock was going down, or it was just, like the quarter was ending. And, like, the ball was on the floor, and, like, Curry wasn't even looking at the basket. And it was basically half court, and he just launched it like a rainbow, and it went in, bro. Like, he lost.
Oh,
inside
the half court, right?
Yeah, he lost balance of the ball, and, yeah. Kevin Love was right in front of him. He just...
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Banged it, bro.
Right.
I don't think we're ever going to see that in an NBA player again, bro.
No.
A lot of people are going to try to copy it, but he's just different, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's super different. Even his dad still makes half courts, bro. I don't know what they got in that family, bro, but they're all, like, they got that athlete blood. Isn't his brother-in-law in the NBA now, too?
Brother-in-law?
Yeah, he has a brother-in-law. I think he plays for... Let me Google this. Stephen Curry.
I don't know.
And obviously, my favorite, Steve Kerr's son, Nick Kerr, is very... very beautiful. Damian Lee, brother-in-law of Stephen Curry, signs two-way contract with the Warriors, bro. Oh,
Warriors.
He's on the Warriors. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever happened to Jimmer, bro?
Oh, he died out.
Rip. Wasn't he on the Warriors, like, G League, Summer League or something?
Yeah. I think he's still... He's an NBA team. Let me see.
Dude,
I think he's signed.
Jimmer is like the greatest summer league end player in history, bro. What the hell?
Oh, no. He's in the EuroLeague. Last played for Phoenix.
Mr. Havoc play for the China. Dude, I think I'm kind of happy for Jeremy Lin, bro. My man, like, he got an NBA ring, and he dipped to a country that would worship him, bro. I think he made the right move.
Yeah, just go back. I think he's accomplished.
You think he
a lot?
Yeah, he's accomplished a lot, bro. He has an NBA ring, dog. That's nothing. Yeah. He went to the Harvard University, right? Or am I getting that wrong?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Harvard.
This guy's like every Asian kid's dream, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. This guy. China's gonna worship him. Like, I feel like best case scenario for him in the NBA was that he was just gonna be benched because no one would start him, which is, I don't know, that's stupid, dog. That's stupid.
I don't know, but I didn't really see him play that much.
Like, I don't know. NBA teams are so irrelevant. Like, I feel like he could have definitely, like, been, like, starting lineup for the Hornets since Kemba Walker's not there.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Isn't that the team that Michael Jordan owns?
Yeah, but he's trying to sell it, man.
Yeah, partially. Too, I would too.
He failed.
Gary V should buy it. That's his like lifelong goal. To own. Oh no, never mind. He wants to own a football team.
Elon Musk.
Oh my god, bro. He has so much on his plate already, bro.
Right.
He has what, like Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, boring company. He has a lot, bro.
Wait, what's the Neuralink? Is it like the transportation?
No, that's boring company. Oh. Neuralink, it's this AI chip that he's trying to make in our brains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, a little bit dark. I don't know about that. A little dark. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's pretty controversial right now.
Oh, yeah.
Really controversial. Nah. But I don't know. When I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, he said he wanted to, like, he really wanted to halt artificial intelligence. But technically, this isn't artificial intelligence. You're still kind of in control, but it's still super, super sus.
Yeah, because, like, anytime it might, like, take over.
God damn, bro. If you... I haven't done this yet. I've seen people on Reddit do this, but if you download all your Google data, bro, oh my god, they know everything about you, bro. Literally everything. Because, like, they have access to maps, your search history, YouTube, your, like, I don't know, social media, because you signed up with it with Google, like, I assume. And they just, they know absolutely everything about you, bro. They know.
So basically, they're stalking you.
I mean, like, there's nothing to stalk for us because, like, we're just normal, like, kids, you know? We wake up, go to school, come back, do other things, but, like, we don't have, we really don't have anything crazy to hide.
You sure about that?
What would you be hiding, bro?
I don't know. What
would you be hiding, bro? You could tell the podcast.
I don't know, man.
I got the Roy Ball High School and I got Alhambra High School. Am I gonna get Hollywood High School on the podcast? Like
what, like anything?
Like the, no, like I the got... audience, I guess. Like who would you share this to?
No one. No. I got nothing. I got nothing, though.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm playing Modern Warfare.
What's that? Oh, yeah?
Have you downloaded it, bro?
Damn. No, bro. I'm like...
Tripping.
I haven't touched
the PS4. Hey, yeah, that was me too, bro. Like, I've been so busy that, like, the gaming side of me has just completely died. But I don't care.
It's dead.
I don't care, man. I still play. Modern Warfare looks pretty good. I'm playing right now.
I don't have PS Plus.
RIP. That's when PS5. You know. That's when you know a person has given up on gaming, bro.
Right. I'm forced to play Minecraft for all games.
Yo, that's what I was gonna download. I've been wanting to play Minecraft for a really long time, bro. Wow.
Yeah, bum. I'm a noob, though.
Hey, wait. Should I download it tonight? You want to play tomorrow?
I don't have PS
Plus. I don't think you need PS Plus for Minecraft, right?
You do, because, like, whenever I check the Play Online box, it says the PS Plus, like, subscription pops out.
No, dude. I've been wanting to play for a while. I have it, but I deleted it a while back. But like I just have this weird urge to go back on Minecraft, bro.
I don't know, man. I was just bored and like couldn't play anything, so I was like, might as well like experiment on Minecraft. Let's see how far I get to this game. And I didn't really do much because I don't know what I was doing.
Dude, I kind of hope my world is still saved. I vaguely remember I had a dope ass world, bro.
Yeah.
Last
the world I mean,
dude, like, okay,
it's like
I mentioned this, but like the last year for gaming was so popping, bro. Like we had so many good games. Like last year, like in 2018, Fortnite was still good. God of War came out. Spider-Man PS4 came out. Red Dead Redemption came out. A Black Ops game came out, which it was pretty average. It wasn't bad. And I don't know, bro. That year was just insane for gaming, bro. I just didn't leave my PS4 whatsoever. But this year, I've been pretty, it's been pretty dry.
Yeah, there haven't been any good games.
Remember, like, the good old days where, like, our parties used to be popping with, like, 8 people every time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Those are good old days, man. Good old days. Battlefield 4 days. Ooh, I remember that.
Oh,
those were good. Ooh. Those were good, bro.
Yeah, I'm very nostalgic.
Very nostalgic. Oh, man, I platinum Battlefield 4. I miss Battlefield, dog. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Right.
Modern Warfare, this game, it's giving me Battlefield vibes. Battlefield 4 vibes.
Really? Yeah. How is it?
I think this is the best Call of Duty in a while, bro. I think this is, like, the best Call of Duty since Black Ops 3.
Wait, is it, like a remastered
game? No, it's a Modern Warfare remastered came out. I was playing that earlier this year, actually, also, because it was, like, free for PS Plus. I played it, like, back then, too, but, like, when it was free for Plus, it got really popping. But, bro,
mm-hmm.
like, the Modern Warfare remaster was really good because I never got to play the first Modern Warfare. And but this isn't it, bro. This is something completely different. Like, I don't know how to explain it. The best way I would explain it is that it doesn't feel like a normal Call of Duty. It feels like a Battlefield game.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
It literally feels like Battlefield. It's going to have, like, 32 versus 32 modes, too.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah. I wish I had money.
Yeah, man. We're all pretty broke right now.
I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro. Bottle fail. Those. I can't believe.
One
like,
play.
That's like one of my most played games ever. What's your favorite Call of Duty, Enrico?
I mean BO3.
BO3, ooh.
Yeah.
My favorite.
My first.
Oh, that was your first Call of Duty ever?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's a decent one to start out with, though.
Because, like, I never had a PS3, so I never got the Black Ops, the, like, OG Call of Duty, so, like, I did miss out a lot, I know.
Whoa.
What can I do?
What's your favorite game on PS4, like, you ever played?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's just, like, whatever
for me, bro. Like, it's the two Rockstar games that are on the PS4.
Oh,
dude, GTA 5, like, we have so many good memories on that. Shout out Christian Escobar if you're listening,
bro.
Shout out Christian. You,
yeah, just shout out, bro. I love that homie, my guy.
Shout out Christian.
That's my guy.
That's my guy too, bro. That's my guy. He always comes through.
That's my DJ right there. That's our DJ.
Durant. But all I'm going to say is, Christian, you are the GTA god, and Red Dead Redemption 2 was one of the best single-player experiences I've ever had. No.
Didn't you play Far Cry with him, too?
Far Cry? Yeah, no, that was John. John was my Far Cry brother.
Mm.
But, bro, like, no cap, like, I'm going to admit this on the podcast, Red Dead Redemption, like, the whole campaign, it made me cry like a bitch, bro. I cried a lot at the ending. I don't know. I was, like, so invested, bro. Like, God, that game is so good, dude. Like, I have nothing but good things to say about it. But, this is the biggest but. It's that the single player was literally one of the best ever. But the online, it was one of the worst ever. Yeah, that's the best way to describe Red Dead Redemption. Grand Theft Auto, like, excelled at both.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you finished the Grand Theft Auto single player, right?
Yeah.
Man, that was... Woo!
I know.
They
Wait, like, the last mission, that was sick.
Dude,
yeah.
HBO was thinking about making it into a show.
No way.
Yeah, that sounds bomb, actually. They're still, like, in pre-production. They're still planning, but I'd watch it. They're gonna have to have a really convincing Trevor, though.
That's gonna be hard.
Bro, are you peeing right now?
No, it's water. Don't worry.
Gee, if you're peeing on the podcast, bro, you're a goat. You know who would do that? Joshua Francisco. Shout out Joshua. Shout out Joshua. He's definitely not listening, but shout out, homie.
He's somewhere out there.
Somewhere out there, man. As long as he's happy, I'm happy, bro. Even though he's...
I saw him today.
Really? What's up with him? Mm-hmm. He looks happy. That's all I'm going to say. I've seen his Instagram. He looks super happy.
Some dumb stuff.
That's Joshua, bro. He literally lives like shouting distance from me. I could probably shout his name right now and he'd hear it. But, yeah. Oh, damn. I missed the guy. But shout out, Joshua.
He's been crazy, though. Crazy as in, like, does...
I'm trying to go crazy.
Dumb stuff.
Is you trying to suck my dick? I'm trying to go crazy. Bro. Yeah. Oh, my God. I suck at Modern Warfare, bro. Hey, Eden. I literally just called you Eden. I'm fucking retarded.
I was gonna ask you, like, how's your day been?
My day? It was a Friday. It's basically quiz and test day on Fridays.
Yo. Say.
Dog, I had a math quiz today. I didn't feel too bad about it, actually. I felt like I might have gotten, like, a B or on it. Maybe, because there's some questions that totally screwed me over, but yeah, I feel
bad. Are you taking pre-cal?
Yeah, I'm taking pre-calculus. It's actually, it's tougher than I anticipated.
Which lesson?
Right now, domain and range and, like, finding it on a graph and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's easy.
It's actually pretty easy, yeah. Mm. It's the easiest lesson I've had all semester. That's my lowest grade right now, and I definitely have to put a lot of time and effort into bringing that grade up, bro. The teacher is great, but it's just, dude, I just have such a hard time focusing, bro. I'm just a bad math student, like, in general.
Yeah, I get you.
But the only way, like, I can excel at it is that I have to, like, put in all my time and effort, bro. I have to, like, engage all defenses.
Like you can't memorize all of them.
Yeah, but then, like, the thing is that I have 5 other classes, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. Don't you have more than, like, 6, though?
Me?
You have, like, 8, right? Yeah.
No. Why would I have 8?
I don't know, because I saw, like, period 8 in, like, one of your spam posts.
Yeah. I just have, like, 6 classes. Those other two are just, like, kind of irrelevant, bro.
Like, homeroom or something?
Yeah.
Mm. You see, cause ours is, like, very the simple, basic, like, schedule. So it's, like, very easy to understand.
Bro, junior year, bro, I still can't. I really worked my ass off that year, and I got straight A's. This year, like, 4 of my classes I have A's on, but the other 2 are pretty hard, and I really have to work to, like, bring my grades up, bro. Yo. Oh, my God, I got a quad feed. Oh, my God, dude. I'm going to share that. Dude, I just got that live on the podcast, bro. Video clip.
In the midst of a podcast.
Oh, my God. I just picked up a random sniper, bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even that good. Holy shit. I am going to send you that when the footage is live. Oh, my God, bro. That's insane. Yeah. I'm not even that good as a sniper.
Dang. You're having fun right now.
I am having... This game is good, bro. This Modern Warfare is good. Big tripping, bro. People...
Until when can you download it?
I think, like, it's live for, like, this whole weekend and, like, Monday, I think, bro. You should really play. It's good. Me and Paul are gonna have a bromance date tomorrow. We're gonna play some ball. You wanna come with us?
No.
Or are you gonna be hungover from your race?
I need to like rest up.
Rest up. You don't wanna. We're probably just gonna shoot around, but we're not gonna like go crazy.
I know, but I don't know. I'm trying to stay locked in.
Stay locked in, bro. That's what you gotta do. Oh my god! Wow, that was a huge dopamine rush. Holy shit! Wow, wow, and I went positive, dude. I just picked up a random sniper and like I legit like I don't know. Wow, those shots hit, bro. Woo! More than a word for. Tomorrow I am buying Paul Christian De La Cruz a microphone.
Wow.
Yeah, with that podcast money. Hey guys, if you guys are listening to this podcast, make sure to check the episode description. There is a support link. You can support me by donating money and like, you know, paying for my college tuition and buying Paul a microphone for PS4. So yeah,
that's right.
Shout out, homie. Shout out.
That's right.
Damn, we
support the homies.
Support the homies, man. Pay for college. Pay for a microphone.
Yeah. Trying to stay debt free. Please.
Stay debt free, bro. I think, bro, I'm not gonna lie. This is gonna be like one of the most life changing decisions. Like, I know it may not seem like it, but it's gonna change the course of my life. It's like, dude, like no matter like what college I get accepted to or whatever, like,
oh yeah, definitely,
like,
it's
like
gonna change your life.
And I'm still thinking like, dude, should I just do community college to like save like $40,000 fucking dollars?
Nah, no,
really,
just go for it.
You recommend me not
go for uni, my guy. Just go for it,
man. That's just, I don't know, bro.
Cause, comm college, I feel like, I mean, yeah, you save money, but I feel like it's like a waste of time.
You're right. But like, dude, those first 2 years at uni are just gonna be like general ed, bro.
No, some of them. Like,
I mean,
literally,
unless you're like going to med school, but I'm not. But like, what were you saying?
But I mean, that's comm college too, like. You take gen ed.
Yeah, that's what it's for. I literally just want to, like, get those out the way.
Well, like, what are you trying to be? Or
It's going to be very rigorous once I start, bro. But computer science.
Yeah, I know, but... Ooh, comp sci. Yeah.
It's going to be super, super rigorous. So that's why I legit had a choice to, like, take stats or pre-cal, and I took pre-cal because, bro, I gotta freshen up those math skills, homie.
Yeah, my brother is trying to major in comp sci.
He's going to Pomona, right, or something?
No, he's in Cal State LA.
Oh, Cal State LA.
Yeah, and he's already like doing his stuff for his major. He doesn't have to do the gen ed stuff. So yeah, because he attended like this summer session.
Okay.
That it's like a boot camp, and it like checked if you're ready to actually
computer science boot camp.
Yeah.
Virgin City.
Basically.
Yeah. Hey, I would be in that category too.
I took comp sci
AP
last year. Yeah,
how was it, bro?
It wasn't that bad, but
I technically had a comp sci class. It wasn't it wasn't exactly stated, but it's essentially a comp sci class, and it was good. You know, like what was that website, bro? I already forgot. It was like Code Academy or something.
Yeah.
Here, let me, my friend Oliver, shout out Oliver.
The problem with
really just problem with what?
The problem last year, I feel like, was that the teacher that taught, it was his first time too, so he didn't really
memorize. Yeah, same.
He didn't really know, like, the stuff very well, and he would have to double check just to make sure that we actually, like, get everything correct.
So, like, what are you trying to major in college?
Civil engineering or aerospace.
I know two people that do that in real life, and they are super successful.
I mean, I'm fine with any engineering major.
Nah, and engineering, it's a little too rigorous for me. Mm. Like, I know, like, I'm, like, in the field of it, I guess. But, like, CompSci, like, I just feel like it's more catered to my ability.
Yeah. I see you as a CompSci, like, you know, person. Yeah. Major.
Yeah.
I see you as that. Not trying to be, like, racist.
No, yeah, I mean, I feel like I can excel in that field.
I can see it.
It's going to be a rigorous 4 years, though. Literally one of the hardest degrees ever, but it's okay.
Yeah, big bucks in return.
I'm not one to back down for the challenge.
Go for it. Gotta go for it.
I'm legit gonna have no social life for like 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, but that's fine though. As long as you make your dreams into reality, you should be fine.
Literally just met my inspiration the other day, which was crazy. Yeah. Also an aerospace engineer, works for Boeing, and a successful stand-up comedian. That's just
wow. That's a lot.
This motherfucker.
That's a lot.
Fahim, you go crazy. If you're somehow listening to this, bro, thanks for being such a great person, bro, and thanks for your contact info. I love you, homie. We're going to share the stage one day.
Damn, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, bro. He is the GOAT. Fahim's the GOAT, man. Fucking aerospace engineer. God damn, bro.
It's no joke.
No, it's not. It's no joke at all, man. He said it was so rigorous, bro.
Wait, where did he go to? Which college?
I think he went to Pomona for 2 years, and then he transferred to Irvine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pomona College or Cal Poly?
I actually don't know, but I know he was in Pomona. I think it was probably community school, actually. Oh, okay. But it could have been. It could have been Cal Poly. Who knows?
Yeah.
Fahim go crazy.
That's crazy.
He's on Amazon Prime. Conan and Seth Meyers. Shout out, Fahim. Shout out.
Yeah.
You know what? He might be on the podcast one day.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I'm going to tell you something. So I have a physical.
Wait, hold on. Tell me. I'm going to send you a DM.
Though. I had a physical. Right. For sports.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was doing the like basic stuff, like the measurements, like the height, weight stuff.
Yeah.
And when it came to the eye testing, bro.
Oh god.
It's so bad. Well, my right eye is bad. So then the doctor there recommended me to like take glasses.
Whoa. Yeah. Hey, the eye doctors are optometrists, right?
Yeah.
Optometry, dude. I have not been to like an optometrist in forever. Like, considering I have bad eyesight, bro. Like, I haven't been in like 4 years, bro. Yeah, I literally don't do regular eye checkups, which is really bad. Really, really bad.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, but like, if you check your DMs, that's me and Fahim just chilling, bro.
Damn. Whose account is this?
Just chilling. This is the podcast's account, and like, look at the caption.
Yeah, Vamanos Gaming.
This motherfucker, bro. Fucking Fahim, bro. Vamonos Gaming.
The OG.
Ora. The OG. Because, like, I've been mentioning this podcast before because, like, I emailed him asking, like, a few questions on, like, how to get started with like, stand-up comedy, and he really helped out, bro. Shout out, bro.
Very helpful.
So, it was so crazy meeting him in person, bro. And, like, he knows, like, so many of my comedy friends that I've made, like, over the past few months, which is insane, bro. Insane. Insanity.
When did you start?
I started, like, late April or, like, late May, bro. Dang. I forgot. I don't know the exact details.
You've been
yet.
Doing it for a while.
It's been a lot of fun.
For a while.
It's been a lot of fun, man. Thank you, bro. I haven't been there for a while.
You get paid?
Yes, sir.
Dang, look at you, man. Big baller.
Yes, big. Nah, it's not a fucking Eddie Murphy $75 million Netflix deal. More like... More like $7.50.
Half of the minimum wage.
But all I do is talk for 15 minutes.
Fine though.
You have to work. You have to work for an hour. Get 50. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's a lot of fun. I don't give two shits about the money, bro. I just like it because it's fun and I meet great people.
That's nice though. It's like you're passionate about it. And that's what's important.
Yeah. And, like, I see it as a hobby that also pays. It's, like, it's a good hobby to have, just like a game. You know, it's just good. Like, there's no, you get better at public speaking and stuff. And, like, you know, it's just good for you, bro. Good for you.
How has it, like, helped you become the person you are right now?
I am just better at talking to people now, bro. Like, literally, like, I don't care who you are, like, what age you are, bro. Like, I just love talking to people now. Because, like, comedy, it kind of forces you to be social, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you're always in a social setting. And if you're kind of just quiet in the corner, you know, not talking to anyone, you're not going to get anywhere, bro. Because comedy, it's all about connections in a way. You just literally just have to talk to people and they just have to see how good you are and stuff. You just have to see him, man. And, like, there's literally, like, Fahim said this in the Joe Rogan podcast, is, like, it's actually really, really hard because there's no way to, like, learn it or, like, there's no blueprint on how to do it. You just, like, have to do it, bro.
Yeah, I understand.
There's nothing.
I know what he means.
Like, you could like literally be a veteran like Dave Chappelle, or it could be you just hitting up a mic and just saying whatever, and you could be a banger, bro. You never know. You never know, bro. You could just bang out of nowhere.
Do you feel like you've messed up on a lot of like your shows? Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely what was, have. It's what a learning was your experience, worst, though.
Like, experience.
My worst experience. My first few were really, really good, actually, surprisingly. Yeah. But my worst experience, bro, was when, like, I was working on these jokes, like, that I jotted down, like, over the course of a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of confident about it, but not too much. Like, I didn't really believe in it, but I still went up and said it anyway. And I got, like, a few chuckles here and there, but it just didn't feel right. I basically bombed because, like, I don't know. It just didn't feel right. It just didn't stick with me, you know? That was a bad experience. But that's kind of it. Like, I haven't had really any bad experiences so far. Everyone's pretty nice, actually.
Oh, I lost you right there.
Oh, really? What's up? You good?
Hello?
You're good, because, like, I don't have technical difficulties with you. Can you hear me? You good? Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
My Wi-Fi.
Nico, can you hear me? I can hear you, bro. Yo, are you good?
What's up? Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, you're good, yeah.
Bro,
technical difficulties, bro. Technical.
Bro,
Oh,
right when we were about
to. Yeah. Okay. So we faced some technical difficulties, but we'll do our outro now. But so we just did like an hour podcast. Enrico, how do you feel, bro?
I don't know. I felt like I was unprepared.
You're unprepared? Nah, it's okay, man. It's okay. Yeah. I'm not Joe Rogan. You're good, bro.
Great experience, though. Kind of.
You liked it?
All right. I enjoyed it. Yeah, awesome, I enjoyed man. It.
So I'm the one that took your podcast virginity, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So I'm just screwing everyone here.
Basically. I appreciate it.
For sure, bro. It. I literally got 3 Asian Virgil ambassadors in a row. So.
Oh, man.
I would
love to
come back. You know, though. We should do like a Avengers podcast with like Miko, John, and like Paul.
Yeah, that'd be lit.
You know what's funny? Miguel Lagzit had the most popular podcast. Like, he has the most plays.
Yeah.
And he's the only one without any sort of social media, like, power, bro.
Oh, I literally
don't know how he did it, bro.
That's crazy. It is crazy,
dog.
I mean, what y'all talked about was so interesting, though. That's the thing.
For real?
Yeah.
Now Miguel's just a good guest, bro. He's made for podcasts, bro.
Y'all killed it.
For real?
I actually liked
it. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Oh my god. Wow. That didn't feel like an hour, to be honest. I always say that. Honestly, it didn't. I played like 2 Call of Duty games and I looked down at my phone, it's been like an hour. So yeah, guys, this was a great experience. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you made it to the end, you're the best. Shout out Christian, Joshua,
love you all.
John, Miguel, shout out. We love you guys. Anything you want to say or plug in at the end, Miko? Like say whatever.
Oh, follow Miko Test on Instagram
at Miko Test. Greatest Asian cross country ever. ever.
Nice.
Ever.
Yeah. I need more
attention. More attention. This guy.
And I know you're not gonna edit.
No, I'm leaving it raw. The only part I'm editing is the technical. Yeah, that's the only part I'm editing. This is going live on the internet, man, everywhere. Yes, sir. This is going to be a time capsule for us when we look back at it, like 5 years down the line, bro.
Holy shit. That's crazy. 10 years.
10 years from now, bro. I hope when we're looking back at this, we're just happy, man, no matter what we're doing, bro. I don't care if you switch to, like, the porn industry or, like, whatever, dog. I just hope we're just happy, man. We're going to be, what, 36? Oh.
What?
Yo, I'm retarded, don't tell me you got quad again. Bro. I said 10 years from now, we're going to be 36. Yo. Yo. Irvine just, like, just denied me right now. They just heard that. They just fucking denied. Yeah, bro. Computer science. Yeah, that's not gonna work for me, bro. I just couldn't even add by 10, bro. Oh, 36. Holy fuck.
That's why you got another quad feed. That's why I was like, what?
God damn.
I didn't even clock that.
Oh my god. So yeah, we're gonna be like what, 26? 10 years from now. Yeah,
26. Yes.
And 26. We are going to be looking back at this and we are going to be happy, bro. I promise you that.
Bro, I don't know.
You know, we're going to go through some rough patches, ups and downs, but we're
definitely,
bro, but we're going to get there, man. We're going to get to where we need to be.
Hopefully,
man. Again, thank you, Miko, for being on the podcast, man. Yeah, your virginity
appreciate
is now gone.
Yeah. Let's get it.
All right, guys. I hope stay courtesy flushing.
La courtesy flush. That plug courtesy though. Flush. Like that.
All right, guys.
Like
I that. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you at all. Have a good
night. Miko test, and I hope you guys.
That's right.
You guys are listening to this on the toilet. Just give it a little courtesy flush.
Just give it a little jerk.
Yep. We're going to end it on that. We're going to end it on that. Give it a little jerk and give it a little courtesy flush. Bam!
Yep. Damn.